You're listening to the Christmas Podcasts podcast.
This thing here, it's gonna hurt a little bit, isn't it?
Fred, I'm not gonna lie to you. It ain't gonna tickle.
You just sit there. Be all magical and awesome.
Faith is believing in things when common sense tells you not to.
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Merry Christmas to all! And to all a good night. When I wake up, I'm getting a CAT scan!
Alright, everyone, just calm down. Calm down! Hey!
Hello, Merry Christmas, and welcome to the weekly podcast roundup of Christmas Podcast Podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm your host, Sean, and it's amazing how time can just get away from you when life gets busy. I'd been meaning to get a two-week roundup out, but time just slipped away from me with being so busy, so this is going to be a three-week roundup. Just remember, you can subscribe to Christmas Podcast Podcast wherever you're listening to this, and you can keep yourself up to date on new episodes that drop. Now, it's my turn to get you caught up on all the episodes that dropped in the past 3 weeks.
He looks like a deranged Easter bunny.
He does not.
He does, too. He looks like a pink nightmare.
We have a new podcast to ChristmasPodcast.com, and that's Planning for Christmas Podcast. Kim gives tips and tricks to help you do a little bit each month to get ready for the Christmas season and actually enjoy your holiday. She has a very soothing voice and very good ideas and tips, and it's well worth listening to.
Uh-oh, somebody's fabulous!
Here are the new episodes that dropped the weeks of January 29th through February 18th. The Total Christmas Podcast had an episode on January 30th titled We Wish You a Mandy Christmas. It's the first episode of the new year, and it's full of the usual stuff. First up, Jack has this episode's version of A Christmas Carol. It's called We Wish You a Mandy Christmas, and it is an episode of the BBC TV series Mandy, starring Diane Morgan. He really enjoyed it, and maybe you will too. And then he has another Yule log. This one was Pool Log, and it was part of the marketing for the first Deadpool movie. Then he has a book review for one of the books his wife bought him for Christmas. It's Christmas Jokes for Grumpy Blokes, and he even treats you to one of the jokes from the book. Have you ever heard of the Rauchermen? Well, thanks to Ellery Haney, you will after listening to this. They're little smoking ornaments made in Germany. This episode's recommendation is the TV series Mandy, which he mentioned earlier. It's very funny, and the episodes are only about 15 minutes long. You can watch the whole series on the BBC website, and most of the episodes appear to be on YouTube. Sounds of Christmas Podcast had an episode on January 30th titled The Beatles' Christmas Records. Ken talks about the Beatles and their contributions to Christmas music, including their solo stuff and their fan club Christmas records. A Cozy Christmas Podcast had an episode on January 31st titled Married to a Librarian, Try Not to Be Jealous. What happens when a book lover marries another book lover? Find out on this episode. Art has a very special guest. His wife, Erin, stops by the podcast to talk about their reading picks for this month's Cozy Christmas Reading Challenge. They talk about what it's like being a librarian, how you can support your local libraries, the books they have been reading for this challenge, along with a few others, and talk just about everything they can think of. They even manage to talk a little bit about Christmas. So strap in and break out your TBR lists, because Season 3 is starting off with this hilarious episode all about libraries and books. Tis the Podcast had an episode on January 31st titled Over the River and Through the Woods, To Grandmother's House We Go, To Grandmother's House We Go. This is a milestone episode for Tis the Podcast, as it's taken the elves nearly 5 years to cover anything with the Olsen twins in it. So journey with Julia, Tom, Anthony, Mary-Kate, and Ashley to Edgemont in order to visit great-grandma Mimi as they cover the 1992 made-for-TV classic, To Grandmother's House We Go. Also touched upon and discussed in this jam-packed episode, their anticipation for The Batman, HBO Max's James Gunn's Peacemaker being the most streamed show in the world right now, Elizabeth Mitchell reprising her role as Mrs. Claus alongside Tim Allen's Santa in the upcoming Disney Plus limited series, losing the original voice of Charlie Brown, Peter Robbins to depression, cancel culture, the efforts of both Tom and Anthony to train their dogs, and much, much more, including two questions of the week. Tune in to find out what they are. Needless to say, this is one fun, jam-packed episode you'll want to make sure not to miss. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast, an episode on January 31st titled Top 10 80s TV Show Christmas Episodes with Ed Daly. Ed Daly, author of the Christmas book, The Ultimate Christmas Guide to Your Favorite Holiday, and Jerry compare their top 10 80s TV show Christmas episodes, from the depressing Elf's Special Christmas to the macabre Tales from the Crypt and All Through the House. They cover it all, and they list their holiday favorites. Do they get into St. Elsewhere? Yes. What about the Golden Girls? You bet. And it wouldn't be complete without the Wonder Years and Full House. So grab some popcorn and don't touch that dial as you dive into this episode. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast had an episode on February 2nd titled Jack Frost with Anthony Caruso. Jerry has Anthony Caruso from Tis the Podcast on to break down all things of the 1979 Rankin Bass special Jack Frost. They also create an oral red yarn line conspiracy style graphic trying to untangle the very loose continuity of the Rankin Bass universe. Or is it multiverse? Is Kubla Kraus the Burgermeister's ancestor? Is Father Winter the Snow Miser's father? Is Bill Murray's Groundhog Day part of the Rankin Bass canon? So grab your ice coins, wrap an empty gift, and cast a magic shadow as you dip into this episode. Christmas Morning Podcast, an episode on February 2nd, titled 326 Days / 46 Weeks Until Christmas. Sent to By the Minute Podcast, an episode on February 3rd, titled Minute 94, we've got ourselves one heck of a problem here. Cornelia's urgent letter arrives at the North Pole and finally snaps Santa out of his depressed mood. He orders the elves to get the sleigh ready, but they'll be two reindeer short. Plus, the book reveals a surprising exchange between Santa and Anya. And John and Ben have some more always exciting talk about time zones. Join them as they discuss Minute 94 of Santa Claus the Movie from 1985. Christmas Alphabet Podcast, an episode on February 3rd titled Christmas Alphabet F. This time, Wayne talks about all things starting with the letter F. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast, an episode on February 6th titled The Rebel Pebbles, Cool Yule with Rachel Murray. Jerry has vocalist extraordinaire and lead singer of the Rebel Pebbles, Rachel Murray, on to talk about their holiday hit, Cool Yule, from the 1990 compilation album by IRS Records, Just in Time for Christmas. It's got everything you want from an alternative Christmas song. Killer guitar riff? Yep. Sleigh bells? Definitely. Pink Baby Pig? No doubt about it. It's a dope tune about a rad group, so grab your guitar, get your Christmas list ready, and rock out to this episode. Tis the Podcast had an episode on February 7th titled What's Christmas But a Time for Finding Yourself a Day Older, Not a Day Richer? Scrooge, 1970. It's Been a Minute by Julia, Tom, and Anthony once again covered an adaptation of Charles Dickinson's iconic tale, A Christmas Carol, this time in the form of the 1970 film Scrooge, starring Albert Finney and Obi-Wan Kenobi himself, Sir Alec Guinness. Unfortunately, there's something about this particular telling that doesn't quite connect with any of the elves. Listen as they deep dive into the choices made in this version of the tale and discuss what worked for them and what didn't. Behind the Bells Podcast, an episode on February 7th titled Rugrats, All Grown Up, The Santa Experience, Babes in Toyland, and The Finster That Stole Christmas. Continuing to do some editorial episodes on Nickelodeon Christmas specials, Robert looks at the channel's former number one hit, Rugrats. One was made at the beginning of the series and the other towards the end. Oh, and he'll also look at the All Grown Up special because he'll probably never get another chance to talk about it. Sounds of Christmas Podcast, an episode on February 8th titled Christmas Music and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Ken talks about a list from Cleveland.com, 50 Greatest Christmas Songs by Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. He weighs in on their choices, offering some alternatives to their picks, and then runs down his own list of artists and songs that didn't make their list. Christmas Time in the City Podcast, an episode on February 8th titled How You Doin' with Santa Dad. Join Chris and Chris as they chant with Santa Dad, known as Randy Powers, and play some games about all things Christmas and New York City. Christmas Morning Podcast, an episode on February 9th titled 320 Days / 45 Weeks Until Christmas. Total Christmas Podcast, an episode on February 12th titled What the Dickens. Jack has a follow-up from last episode's segment about the German smoker ornament. This time he looks at the Moosman from Votland and also has a couple of stories about them. Then it's a great story of shame from L.C. Newman, who tells this tale of how they nearly blew the whole Santa secret by staying up all night drinking and playing with a slot car track. Then he plays one more song from Adam Kennedy and his Creative Commentaries. This one is called Those High Notes. Adam was on a recent episode of Jingle Jank, and he talks about his creative process behind the album. Then it's a brand new segment where he takes a close look at some of the phrases and aspects of A Christmas Carol that may not make sense. He thinks you'll find it interesting. This episode's recommendation is Christmas Alphabet Podcast with Wayne Clark. Each episode, Wayne takes a new letter and studies all the Christmas-related stuff beginning with that letter. TGI Podcast, an episode on February 14th titled Mike and Molly, First Valentine's Day. After a short break following Christmas, Matt is back with a special Valentine's Day episode of the podcast. He is covering Mike and Molly for the first time, and this one didn't end up like he was expecting. Matt talks about some of the problems with this episode, particularly the character of Vince, reflects on an adult-only hotel chain that is referenced in the episode, and, as always, determines if this should be deemed a holiday classic. Be sure to listen through to the end to hear the upcoming plans for the podcast in 2022. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast, that episode on February 14th, titled Super Mario Brothers with Mike and Todd. Merry Cave Christmas. Jerry hopes Koopa Claus doesn't bring you some bob-ombs. Mike Westfall from Advent Calendar House and Todd Killian from Christmas Clatter are on to talk all things Super Mario Brothers. Mushrooms and fire flowers and Tanukas. Oh my. They get into all of it. The games, the badges, and the cartoons. Yep, Lou Albano is the best, but Jerry kind of wants Buster Poindexter as a pajama-clad Mario. So grab your poinsettia cape and candy cane mushrooms and jump down the warp pipe for this episode. Tis the podcast, an episode on February 14th titled, How About You Forget Perfect and Instead Embrace Each Day That This Life Grants You, Zoe's Extraordinary Christmas. Julia, Tom, and Anthony deep dive into the 2021 made-for-TV film Zoe's Extraordinary Christmas, which served as a series finale for the short-lived television show Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. This one took all three elves by surprise, not only by being so quirky and witty, but also by the surprisingly powerful way it dealt with the topic of grief against the backdrop of the holidays. Having never seen the show, however, all three hosts had some questions regarding the character history and how exactly Zoe's powers work. So if you're a fan of the show, fill them in with some context. Jingle Jank Podcast had an episode on February 14th titled Who Sang It Better? Round 4 with Shannon Dubose. Jay and Scott do another Who Sang It Better contest with special guest judge Shannon Dubose. This round's songs are What Christmas Means to Me by Stevie Wonder, The Christmas Song by Nat King Cole, and Somewhere in My Memory by the Tabernacle Choir. Christmas Creeps Podcast had an episode on February 15th titled The Muppets Christmas Carol. The boys return to the world of Jim Henson with the 1992 holiday classic The Muppets Christmas Carol. You know how the story goes. Ebenezer Scrooge is a miserly old turd who only loves his money. Three spirits show him the error of his ways, yada, yada, yada. Christmas is saved. But the Muppets put their own unique spin on this tale with some helps from Jaws, the revenge star Michael Caine. Is it enough to overcome what an often dark and tragic story A Christmas Carol can be? Or do the Muppets take things too far in the sillier direction? Join them as they answer these questions and more. Christmas Morning Podcast, an episode on February 16th, titled 312 Days/44 Weeks Until Christmas. Santa by the Minute Podcast, an episode on February 16th, titled Minute 95, You've Got to Fly Like the Wind. After Santa finishes giving the reindeer team the inspirational speech, they take off to rescue Joel. Plus, the book reveals what Anya was doing while this was happening. Join John and Ben as they discuss Minute 95 of Santa Claus the Movie from 1985. Christmas Alphabet Podcast, an episode on February 17th titled Christmas Alphabet G. This time it's all sorts of things starting with the letter G. Wayne has G for gift giving and for Angel Gabriel and Gavin and Stacy at Christmas. His Christmas song among many G's is Good King Wenceslas, and he unpacks the unlikely story of the man who wasn't a king and the man who made up a carol to tell his story. Holly Jolly Xmasu podcast, an episode on February 18th titled May J's Christmas Songs. Scott discusses the 2016 album Christmas Songs by the R&B pop artist May J.
A little knot here. Looking at.
And that's going to wrap it up for this podcast roundup of the Christmas Podcast podcast. I'd like to thank all the podcasters that are on our website for sharing their love of Christmas with us and all the listeners out there. And I would also like to thank Jeff Westover of My Merry Christmas for everything he does as well. I especially like to thank you for listening to this podcast. I encourage you to visit ChristmasPodcast.com to review any or all of the podcasts that we have there. We also have the links to those podcasts so you can download all the episodes you like for your listening pleasure. You can find Christmas Podcast podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. We are also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at ChristmasPods, all one word. Once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to the weekly podcast roundup of Christmas Podcast podcasts. And remember, stay safe, keep the spirit of Christmas in your heart, and if you need me, I'll be in the corner of the Shispring Pines, sipping on some eggnog, listening to Christmas Podcasts. ChristmasPodcast.com is a proud member of the My Merry Christmas family of websites.
A true selfless act always sparks another.
Shake it off, Rudolph!
Are you sure you've never done this before? Because you're driving like an absolute pro.